This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Breakfast of Champions.
As part of my birthday routine from my dear Meredith, she gave me chocolate-covered vegetables and fruit.
That's disgusting. Chocolate-covered vegetables?
Well, they weren't vegetables. They were fruit. I was just putting vegetables
That's
and fruit
better.
Together.
Chocolate-covered fruit, I totally understand.
Why wouldn't you
chocolate-covered
have
chocolate-covered
broccoli?
Beets? Ew. That's
beets. Yum. Super beets. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
What a waste of chocolate.
Super beets. Really? You think so?
Yes,
yeah.
I do think so.
All right, I want you to know who's weighing in on the victory of Donald Trump.
Uh-oh.
The folks in India, who are mostly Hindus, don't much like Muslims. They like Donald Trump. They like Donald Trump.
I think it's really interesting that Donald Trump has this reputation for hating Muslims.
Yeah.
All he was talking about was vetting people that want to come to this country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It was
but
completely
okay.
distorted by the news media.
Right.
Completely. Okay. Benjamin Netanyahu, happy about Donald Trump being elected. He's the prime minister of Israel. I'm going to Israel in December, and I will speak to Prime Minister Netanyahu, among many other people.
Dignitaries awaiting your arrival?
Yes. The dignitaries are all there standing in line now. Waiting for me to appear a month and a half from now. I thought that was fairly interesting. Let's see, who else? And then there's Pukin Putin, who everybody's... there are those who say that Trump and Putin are pals. Trump says, I don't even know the guy. But Putin said he is looking forward to restoring fully fledged relations between the U.S. and Russia.
Is it weird that I don't think this is a bad idea?
No, it isn't a bad idea. We should get along with everybody.
Why do we have to hate Russia all the time? I mean, like, can't we work with them? I mean, they're a superpower. Wouldn't we be stronger together? I mean,
You can say that then. If that's the case, then to go back to what we were talking about with China in the last half hour, why don't we get along with China? Why don't we make it our business to get along? Getting along doesn't mean they get everything they want.
Correct. Having a dialogue is okay.
The way it works.
I mean, just having a dialogue would be a good thing.
Getting along with your spouse doesn't mean that you get everything you want or she gets or he gets everything that he wants. It just isn't.
Right.
That's not. But you can say yes, dear, every once in a while. I think I said that last night,
dear.
As a matter of fact. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
All right.
Does
so,
that work for you, too? Should I say yes, dear?
Yeah, that'd be fine. One of the things that a lot of people, as they analyze or the analysis paralysis stuff going on, and I'm going to stop it pretty soon. Every once in a while, there's something interesting that shows up. Women came out, and silent Trump supporters came out big time. There are a lot of people, and I've said this many times, the polls aren't valid. Women did come out and vote for Trump. Otherwise, he wouldn't have won in the states that he did. Like it or not, it does. I know a number of women who voted for Trump, and they didn't like
one right here.
Voting it for it. Yeah, I do. I know one right here. and it wasn't that there was just voting. See, this is how the news media twists and turns things around, and advocates twist and turn things around. Just because you vote for Trump or for Hillary or anybody else doesn't mean that you sign off on all of their values and everything that they say. That's foolishness. And somebody said that to me well, if she supports Trump, that means she has no respect for herself. Nonsense.
What?
Yeah. Well, women, if they vote for Donald Trump, that means they don't respect themselves.
The head scratcher here is where the idea that, I mean, Donald Trump has said a lot of really dumb, terrible, horrible things.
Right.
Right? And I'll say that as someone who voted for him and was like, okay, I'm hoping that he let that part of his personality is going to be non-existent when he takes over the White House. But the idea that women shouldn't vote for him because somehow he was going to attack women's reproductive health sort of confused me, because while he said he's pro-life, which I am, I've never heard him say that he's going to, like, attack women's health. I was kind of confused about where that idea that women couldn't possibly vote for him because of that. I mean, I understand why a lot of women didn't vote for him because of the bad stuff that he said to women.
Right.
I get that.
And that's applicable and appropriate. Yes. All right, anyway. So that's that story. Now, so is the election the number one thing this week? If the election, if we agree the election was number one, certainly we can agree that Veterans Day, which is tomorrow, is number two. Very important every year for us to acknowledge our veterans. And we're going to have a couple of people talking with us in a moment, reminding you to thank veterans for their service. We'll focus on that with Dr. Terry Gleason, Dr. Stuart Hoffman, just a moment here.
Right now at David's Bridal, hundreds of styles are half off. Yes, half off. That's half off select wedding dresses, including designer styles. Plus, half off all clearance bridesmaid dresses, shoes, and accessories, too. You'll find even more deals to love at davidsbridal.com. It's time to celebrate more and spend less. The sale ends November 22nd, and the savings won't last long. So hurry into David's Bridal today. Selection varies by store while supplies last.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
15 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. We have also joining us Dr. Terry Gleason, who is the Acting Director of Clinical Science Research and Development at the Veterans Administration. So, Dr. Gleason, first of all, happy to have you here. I want to do as much as I can to underscore veterans and Veterans Day. Saying thanks to veterans isn't enough, as far as I'm concerned. You're connected to the VA, and they always seem to be a lightning rod for problems veterans are having. Who are still working? And with a change of administration, will there be a change in the opportunities or just the care that veterans get? What do you think?
So that's that's a great question. Thank you for acknowledging our veterans and thanking them for their service. I think as we move forward post-election, we're going to be hearing about what the potential changes might be at the top of the organization. However, the entire healthcare system will virtually be unaffected and will continue to strive to provide the best care and advance the best treatment solutions for veterans suffering from diseases or disorders related to military service.
So the health issue is very important. We have the discussion of healthcare in general in our country. Does the VA involve itself in research that specifically focuses in on the problems that soldiers who come back from the field are having?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, that's what my office is totally focused on. Our mission is to advance healthcare solutions through research, specifically focused on any problem that a veteran may face. So our research would include things like post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, as well as other chronic conditions, diabetes, cardiac care, et cetera. So we have a very wide-ranging group of studies that we're sponsoring. But in addition to that, our unique aspect is it's totally focused on advancing healthcare for veterans.
So in thanking veterans, I believe, and I've been very outspoken on the air, that we really have to do something to improve the conditions. It's very interesting because some of the veterans hospitals, and probably a majority of them, in fact, get high ratings from those who get the service, that is the veterans, and then there are others that don't. And I wonder whether there are, when you look at people who have, let's say, this traumatic brain injury problem, post-traumatic stress disorder, that sort of thing, do they get sent all to local hospitals, or are there special hospitals for these things that veterans can go to at various places around the country?
Oh, yeah. So I mean, the most convenient would be a local VA hospital. There are conditions, though, the complicated care of a very intense traumatic brain injury may put a veteran in a specialty care center such as our polytrauma units. They're located at many of the major VA medical centers, but in some cases a veteran may have to travel further for highly specialized care. Mm-hmm. Most VA medical centers in the local community in Boston and Providence, Rhode Island, which are both near you, they would have the majority of services for clinical care for a veteran, though.
One of the things, I live in California as well, as does Jennifer, who's here with me, and the VA, when you get off the 405 at Wilshire Boulevard, you can see this huge facility on both sides of hospitals on one side, the veterans care on the other side, and it always looks to me like it's a hubbub of activity. You can see some really stark examples of people who are being treated and have problems there. And I wonder if all the facilities around the country are that visible and you can see that much activity. I mean, it's really interesting, Jen, when you get off of the, when I do, because that's the exit that I get off of the 405. Just always see veterans walking around, and the facilities there are state-of-the-art, they look to be. But I wonder if we can find all of that in every place around the country, Doctor.
Yes, in fact, most of our major VA medical centers are co-located with the major academic university. So what you see is a highly visible collaborative facility that does provide care for many, many veterans.
Mm-hmm. All right. How can a veteran find out what studies are being done and how to participate? In other words, where is there more info on these things that we're talking about here, these two studies specifically?
Right. So please visit our website. That is at www.research.va.gov. That has information about research, and veterans should also know that a decision to participate in a research study does not affect anyone's VA health care benefits in any way.
Doctor, thank you. Dr. Terry Gleason here, 21 at the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Outside.
I got to go away.
Maybe it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I hold your hands just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
What's your
my father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to
a couple of different things in my mind here, Jen Jen, about where we are musically at the moment in our country. Election over, so you will see a ton of stations changing this weekend to
right.
Christmas music. I think you'll see in the next week.
And I'm ready, by the way. Most after all this election drama, I mean, give me a break. Later, I need some Frosty the Snowman. Yeah.
Or Frosted Flakes, one or the other. Brett Eldridge's first holiday album, Glow, debuted this week at number 2 on the Billboard Country Album chart. He's well known for his vocal style. He's like, he sounds like Frank Sinatra to me here. He doesn't sound like a country guy at all. Right? Isn't it? Don't you think it sounds
that's
like
right.
It? Right, crank this up, Carrie.
So often, though, these guys have musical influences that you don't realize.
Oh, baby, it's
Meghan Trainor is the female voice, by the way, on this track. Got it? Baby. It's cold outside. Got a version of White Christmas on this new album and Winter Wonderland. This is the third time Brett Eldridge has had a country album go to the top. Glow is on the top. Well, number 2 is not bad.
Just like the ones I used to know.
It's pretty good.
Really good, right?
Yeah, I think this is very smooth. I like this.
Yeah, I love when people just do classic covers of Christmas songs. I hate when people take the wonderful classic songs and then put their own weird twist on it.
No,
this is so good.
Sleigh bells.
Sleigh bells.
And
snow.
But snow, we can do without the snow. It's nice. All right, also, Jimmy Buffett, 'Tis the Season, enters in at number 6. Sold 10,000 of these puppies this week, Jennifer. His 15th showing on the list. This is Jimmy. You wouldn't even recognize his voice, I don't think. Would you? If you didn't know his name?
Not at all.
Yeah. Crank it up. Please.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chiming.
I still say Elvis has one of the best country Christmas albums around. Buffett's last album to enter the charts was Live at Texas Stadium with Alan Jackson and George Strait. That was like 10 years ago. So he's had two holiday albums. He released his first one 20 years ago, Christmas Island. And now he's got this other one. His birthday, by the way, is December 25th. Do you know that? Jimmy Buffett will be 70 on December 25th. Like some other great Americans who've turned 70 this year. See, now this is a unique sort of a twist on a Christmas song, but it's refreshing and nice. Listen, crank this up, Gary.
No more laid back relaxation. It's Black Friday degradation.
Can you put that aside and remember to play it on Black Friday? Which, by the way, is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today. Stick that in your turkey gobbler. Can you imagine?
And stuff
Thanksgiving
it.
And stuff it, yeah. 2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving.
Wow. This year has just gone by.
Amazing. Okay.
You know, I had that eye injury, and it just, like, it slowed my whole year down. I swear, just now we're at Thanksgiving. I feel like I just feel like Christmas.
I've maybe moved out of the other house, moved into this house, changed a lot
of
the house in California.
2016, big change. Year of change.
Yeah. All right, let's pay some attention to Greg Allman for a moment. He has postponed his remaining tour dates. He has vocal problems. He says, this is the hardest thing I've had to do in a long time. I've been on the road for 45 years. I love to play music with my friends and my fans. I don't like to do this, but I got to take some real time off to heal. So he'll be out at least until sometime next year. It's 28 after here with DJB.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many of us say goodbye to our dogs. We say goodnight before we go to sleep. We ask them if they're hungry and if they need to go outside. We even ask them what's the matter if we suspect they're not feeling well. Yes, yes, many of us do these things, and subsequently, our dogs begin to understand some basic vocabulary. Any animal that has the inherent intelligence to know when the refrigerator door is open, even if he's sleeping in a second-floor bedroom in the opposite side of the house, and can get down to that refrigerator faster than a speeding bullet, has the basic intelligence to comprehend not only simple words, but more than a few complex thoughts as well. The question is, does your four-footed best friend want to bother to understand you? And if so, does he want to let on that he does? Because once he opens that can of worms, folks, he's in trouble. He knows that you know that he understands exactly what I'm talking about. You know, one of the most important things I do as a behaviorist is establish better relationships between pets and the people they live with. And part of establishing that relationship is really having conversations with your pet. Not just sit staying down, but talk politics and religion. Watch the relationship change. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you know who. Ho, ho, ho! The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, gentlemen, the time has come to look your best. Black Friday deals are here, so come into JCPenney now during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Pack on even more savings with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. The time to look your best is now during the JCPenney men's wardrobe sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. Not 11:10 to 11:16. 20% off for subject to credit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Stephen World. It's Meredith calls it Dudley World. How's that, Jennifer?
I've been on that roller coaster, yeah.
Yes, you have.
It sounds like an amusement park, Dudley
World.
Yep,
it does. All right, so DJ V, without Victoria, she has an ulcer, apparently, so she's dealing with that. I can't imagine that has anything to do with working here. Must be that she's got other things in her life that are upsetting to her, and therefore she's working to create a calm environment. Cool. Calm. And delicious. Meanwhile, there's news from England today that is very, very upsetting. As a matter of fact, that's the cue, Kara, for the James Bond theme.
Well, you can just sing it, can't you?
No, I can't, because you don't sing. There's no lyrical. I mean, there are all these themes.
Well, that's never stopped you before, has it?
The separate, each one of the, like, Adele's from Skyfall and Shirley Bassey with Guns.
There we go.
It was, Goldfinger. No. Finger. But this is James Bond theme that everybody recognizes. And the story today about James Bond actually comes from the head of MI6. Alex Younger is his name, and he has said that real spies have to cope with real moral and physical challenges in the most forbidding environments on the planet, which would rule out 007 because he lacks a strong ethical core. Really? I don't know. He was asked about this. The interview was published in Britain's annual, there's a magazine that celebrates the Black History Month over there. I don't know why this has anything to do with Black History Month, but anyway.
But okay.
That's it. He says, real MI6 agents share Bond's qualities of patriotism, energy, and tenacity. They need additional values not displayed by the things that go on with the hero of From Russia with Love, Goldfinger, Dr. No, Skyfall, Spectre, yada, yada, yada. I don't even know. I saw this and I thought, okay, this is silly. Because with all of the things that there are to worry about or be concerned about in the world, this isn't one of them. But the people who are the Brits, having been there for 10 days in the last couple of weeks, there's always that continuing stiff upper lip British attitude. But they're all very proud of James Bond. So this guy probably has opened his mouth and started something that he wishes he hadn't started. Because whether it's real or it isn't real, the Brits are very proud of James Bond.
Did you also... Is this guy actually from MI6? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he runs it.
And this is what he... This is what he has on his plate right now?
Yeah, right. That's the most important thing these guys can involve themselves with. Good for him. Television report coming up in a few minutes. Okay, so Jen.
Yes,
the first female NFL coach is Catherine Smith. Remember earlier in the year, the Buffalo Bills put her as a special teams coach, first woman to take on a full-time coaching job with the NFL. So what's been going on with her? What?
This is a real, you want to talk about breaking a glass ceiling. This is one of them. To put a female on the field as a coach, this was a big step for the Buffalo Bills. And I guess it hasn't all been just very easy. As it says here in our article, it hasn't been all sunshine and rainbows. There's a video of a Seattle Seahawks fan that's gone viral, and it shows him yelling to Catherine Smith on the sideline, "Waitress, waitress, get me a Pepsi."
What a jerk.
Seriously. This guy's an older male fan who is captured front and center by TV cameras, and when a female fan next to him realizes that he's yelling, and he's yelling at Catherine Smith, she's seen scolding him and telling him to go back to a seat. The video going viral is just the latest piece of trouble for the NFL's damaged image and for their low ratings that they've seen this season. And really, the NFL has got a big problem on its hands. People are sick of seeing it ignore all of the bad behavior in lieu of trying to protect the brand. They've just destroyed it.
Yeah. They have destroyed it. Always excess leads to destruction.
That's right.
And there's too much football. There's too much focus, not enough from my perspective, but people say, well, there's too much focus on all the bad stuff, how injured you can get, and broken ankles and knees and hips and necks and shoulders and arms. Hello, this is a very violent sport. And the we touched on it. We sort of got into it with all the discussion about the brain injuries, but then you start looking around at all the other injuries, and people, there are still a lot of people, don't get us wrong, a lot of people watch the NFL games Thursday night, tonight, and weekend, there's one every day almost, college football on Saturday, that kind of stuff, but I think you're right. It's like anything else, Jennifer, that gets too much attention. There's excess here.
Yeah, and it's like I think people appreciate the right thing for the most part, and when you have the NFL covering up people who beat their wives or who are being disrespectful to the flag, it's, you know, I mean, yes, people have rights, but I think sports is about coming out, having a good time for people. They want a distraction from the trouble in the world. They don't want to be hit in the face with it, and you know, now they're being hit in the face with it.
You see these old gorillas, these fossils who don't want to see women on the team or women out there coaching a team. Why not? If they're capable, why shouldn't they be out there?
Right.
That's the same kind of thinking. Well, we
don't
want Hillary Clinton because she's a woman.
Probably the exception. I mean, we see it when it went viral, and so we pay attention to what a nut he is. But I think for the most part, I mean, I can't imagine that this is happening to her at every game. If it is, that's a real problem. Yeah. But I would imagine if it was, it would go viral every time like this guy. So we deal with this guy. We say it's not appropriate, and we go from there.
Move on. All right, the Cubbies and their World Series championship. Still, people feel good about this. They're from 1984, Go Cubs Go. That song has made it to the charts, the Billboard charts.
Isn't that funny?
For the first time. It is kind of funny. It's kind of cool.
This is their victory anthem. It plays the end of every Cubs game.
Crank this up, will you, Karen? 15 downloads. 15,000 downloads. 15,000 downloads right after they won. Actually, they had about 2.5-3 million streams of this song, which is a big increase in the attention paid to it. Bill Murray, I think, started this, didn't he?
It's been something that went viral on SNL. They did a skit with Bill Murray and then some members of the Cubs, Anthony Rizzo, David Ross, and Dexter Fowler, also took a super fan on, and they sang the song on Saturday Night Live, which got the song some attention, I think, from a national audience. Obviously, if you're a Chicago fan, you know the song.
Yeah, right. Okay, television news. Cynthia Nixon, what's going on with her, and Greg Gumbel, who's somebody that I quite like. We'll find out what's going on with them, plus what's on Good Tonight, coming up in just a matter of moments. 43 after the hour here with DJB.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Military Order of the Purple Heart, made up of veterans who received the Purple Heart Medal, was congressionally chartered in 1958. The Purple Heart Foundation, the fundraising arm, supports a number of programs and services dedicated to helping all veterans and their families. One way that we can honor the sacrifice that military vets made for our country is to help the foundation assist veterans and their families. Past commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Bill Hutton.
The Purple Heart Foundation assists all veterans and families with suicide prevention, support for brain injuries, counseling for post-traumatic stress, and women's health issues, all common challenges for returning veterans. The foundation also provides scholarships, family and VA claims assistance, employment training, medical care, education, housing, death and burial benefits.
For more information and how you can donate, visit purpleheartfoundation.org.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
For a 2016 Sprinter Worker, excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, while availability and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There was 56
All right, 46 after the hour now. Jennifer Warren, Doug Steffen, with Kara Schilling, DJB, with a focus on television. I got to tell you, when I saw last night on the local news channel a picture of Santa Claus and children,
it's
decorations
time.
Up, children having photos taken with Santa Claus, I want to puke.
Oh, it's time.
Come on.
Bah humbug, get it together.
Meredith and I went shopping. She was bought me some wonderful clothes as a birthday present on Sunday, and we were walking through the mall, and the trees were up all over the place, and I like the music. Music gets me going. That's fine. But seeing the decorations, I mean, it was great because there were some sales already. This is, you know, the old business about Black Friday, and you want to go to the... Now they have a Black Friday sales all the month of November. So anyway, I saw that and woof. All right, let me tell you about Aaron Sorkin, who was the producer, director, and writer of The West Wing. Remember that TV show?
I do. Great. Yeah, that was a
huge
show.
Very, very good. That was a great show. So he's very liberal. He's written a lot of that show Network that was on HBO for 3 or 4 years. Very good show. He's very clever, very creative, very smart, but he just can't quite get himself away from his feelings about those
politics.
Who don't agree with him politically. So he doesn't see eye to eye with Donald Trump, and he wrote a letter to his 15-year-old daughter that has been all over social media, started on the Vanity Fair website, and it reads as follows in part, "Well, the world changed last night in a way I couldn't protect us. A terrible feeling for a father. I won't sugarcoat it. This is truly horrible. It's hardly the first time my candidate didn't win, but it's the first time that a thoroughly incompetent pig with dangerous ideas, a serious psychiatric disorder, no knowledge of the world, and no curiosity to learn, has won." Okay, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I found that, I mean, there's a lot of that stuff around. I was saying earlier, Jennifer, I watched last night on YouTube, Hillary Clinton's speech, which I thought was good. Obama's speech was good. Trump's speech good. All of them were good. And then I was reading the comments that came up on the screen. You know, you go to YouTube, there are all kinds of Twitter things that get repeated. And
right.
Some of the stuff is, it's like what we've been talking about.
So
it's
hateful.
Dirty, nasty, sick, ugly. I don't get... So you don't agree with Trump, okay. Well, you don't agree with Clinton, okay. But what is there about this that makes you so angry that you think you have to be as Sorkin has said here? I mean, the opinion's okay because it's his. But, you know, I just think we need to get a grip. What else is there? Okay.
Everybody needs to take a deep breath.
Right.
And
all
practice
right.
Empathy.
I thought we'd, I got off on that when I saw it, and I don't have time for Cynthia Nixon or Greg Gumbel, but we do have time for you to tell us what's on the tube tonight.
All right, real quick, if you need a break from the election, well, why not go to find some drama elsewhere at Grey's Anatomy? There's a brand new episode, and this week's Grey has three of its most popular characters working together to save a life. Meredith, Richard, and Owen will all be featured together in this episode. It is on ABC. It starts at 8 o'clock. There's also a Hamilton reference in the episode. Also, on NBC, you have a new episode of the comedy Superstore, which I think is pretty cute. So if you need a laugh after all the stuff going on in the world, they have a Black Friday episode on NBC. That starts at 8. And Supernatural is new on CW at 9.
All right. There's the story. 10 for the hour here.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Hi, here we are with an overview of what's going on in the world of food. The Food Report. Tommy the K, our man from the Money Pit, is on the road today, actually doing speaking. A lot of speaking engagements. People like to have him come. If you go to moneypit.com, you'll see all the great information that's there. I happen to like him a lot. A lot of respect for what he's done with that program. Really good stuff. Anyway, but he's on the road, so that gives us an opportunity to update you with regard to some of the important food news. Is your office mate's idea of washing his or her coffee mug by adding new coffee to it the next morning?
Ew.
Is that what that is? Actually, turns out they may be onto something, Jen. According to an expert from Baylor College, if you don't share the mug with anybody else, the only germs to worry about are your own. If you use cream or sugar in your coffee, it'll definitely start to grow mold if it's left unwashed. But if you drink black coffee, you don't really need to wash your mug at all.
Really?
Expert from Baylor College.
Well, cool. I drink black coffee.
Of medicine, Jeffrey Stark says, even if you drink it from the mug while you're sick, it's pretty hard to reinfect yourself with the same mug and the same viruses. Certainly, what's on, this is one of the things to remember about what you pick up off the floor, you know, any of that kind of stuff. The viruses don't live very long in the air. So chances are, if you even pick up something off of the ground, you're not going to get sick. As a matter of fact, it's probably good for your immune system. So
strengthen it up. Give it something to fight, right?
Exactly. Right. Yeah, so coffee, dirty coffee mugs are okay. All right? It is a new trend I found in England last week when I was there that involves wine. Jen, I will tell you that story in a moment here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, guy. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs. And cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples, guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
At Jared, we turn feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that's ever happened to you. Like an iconic watch from our spectacular Movado collection. The timeless Movado Museum dial with its signature single dot design looks even more modern today than when it debuted in 1947. And this holiday season, it will look even better on her. The one unique gift that says it all. That's why he went to Jared.
57 past the hour. Okay, last week I was in a Tesco store in the UK, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. They are selling mulled wine scented toilet paper.
What?
As a Christmas present. Yep. The you can wipe your backside
with mulled wine.
Toilet paper scented like mulled wine.
I'm surprised we don't do more scented toilet paper, actually. I mean, it only seems right. And I think as a kid, I remember they used to have, like, pink and blue toilet paper that was scented. Am I right?
I remember
that?
Citronella toilet paper.
What, are you going to get a mosquito up there?
Well,
no.
Yeah.
Well, not if you use citronella toilet paper.
Not
but
at all.
I would imagine the fragrances have to be kind of irritating to, you know, your nether regions, perhaps.
Yeah. The what I saw, the promo on the card in the store was, our mulled spice scented toilet tissue has a mulled spice fragrance core and a decorated paper for extra indulgence. So if you're wondering, they have a special soft and strong toilet paper that is being used as the base for this wine flavored, wine scented toilet paper.
It's weird.
It is, yeah, kind of. I thought it was. One of the shoppers who was standing next to me said, I don't have any idea why Tesco might think that we've been waiting for loo paper to smell like wine.
Loo paper.
All right. Energy drinks may cause hepatitis.
Oh, good.
50-year-old man showed up at a hospital with signs of acute hepatitis. Medical workers concluded his infection was caused by his consumption of energy drinks. Blood tests reveal soaring levels of some kind of vitamin B12 and serum folate, which are in energy drinks. And if you take them in excess, damage your liver, and you'll get all kinds of other things in yucca boo-boo.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.